Hello and welcome to another You May or May Not Like It. I'm your host, Scott. You can find me on Twitter at XSourceNX. And with Mike, you can find on Twitter at Review and Roast. You can find our Facebook at facebook.com/reviewandroast. Our Instagram at instagram.com/reviewandroast. Our written reviews at reviewandroast.com. And our podcasts at comicroast.com. Jeez Louise. So, it's been about 6 months since there was, I guess, the mid-season break in The Tick, which is Amazon Prime's reboot of the beloved blue superhero. So it's been about a month now since they finally released part two of season one, where we get to find out what the Terror and the Tick and Miss Lint and Overkill and all the gang are up to. So, you get more, a little more detail about the suit in this second half here as, you know, they introduce the...
Yeah, and you know, just real quick though, when we watched the first season, when episode 6 had no inkling of, hey, in this mid-season finale, I don't know that it necessarily said finale, but I remember specifically getting to that and being like, kind of weak. I know we mentioned it in our first part one podcast, which I don't even know how I'm going to do the website now. Like, do I just upgrade season one to season 1.2? Like, what do you do now?
Just like, add a second
how
podcast.
Do I put it? Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. How do I put it on? I'm going to have to put it on IMDb as part two. Part deux. For dumb. Anyways.
Yeah, it was kind of because I wonder if it was just more of a like, well, it was a hit in prime season, so let's do 6 episodes. Hey, that went over well. Let's finish the season. You know, which
I don't
is
know.
Like,
I mean, I thought that thing was crushing. Anyways, so yeah, it was kind of a drop off at the end of the first season, and I think we brought that up. But obviously,
that's what I hated the most about it.
This season, again, this half of the season, I keep referring to it, but it's it picks literally right back up with all the characters doing all the stuff and the things. So
lots and stuff of things.
So we get some new characters like the Doctor, who we were about to start talking about before we started this podcast.
Correct.
Say his name.
Yep.
Karamazov.
Say my name.
That actually sounded pretty close.
Doctor
Karamazov.
Karamazov.
Yep.
That doesn't even look right.
Yeah. I almost want to like go listen to what they say on the thing.
Right.
So he's a Romanian scientist, which then leads to the whole Romanian Secret Service, if you recall.
I do.
The secret agents with the robot.
Those guys are the best. That robot was amazing.
Yeah. No, the robot. Well, the best part about the robot, and I'm screaming right now for some reason, is that the Tick then sees some familiarity. What? Did I just say that word wrong?
No, I mean, it was close enough.
He sees some similarities between himself and this Romanian robot character.
Yes.
And Karamazov.
The Doctor.
Well, he actually then says something to the Tick, alluding to the fact that the robot may be an earlier model.
Right.
So it was kind of super weird. And which sends the Tick into the I'm a robot frenzy for about
an episode, like, and a half.
I thought it was almost 3 episodes, honestly. It was full tube for sure. But yeah, it's actually hilarious because the things that come out of his mouth on a regular basis are hilarious, let alone when he actually thinks he's a robot and then he cannot compute. So, which happens quite often.
The best is when him and the robot sit down for the heart-to-heart.
Oh, yeah.
Like mid-fight, you're like, yeah, I think we're alike, brother.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because then the agent in charge hits the like panic button and it sends him into his robot frenzy.
Yes.
So that was pretty good. And we did have the VLM in the first half, part season one, right?
He was more in the background,
right? Because he was just like the thing that was going on
miles
in the background,
away.
Right? Yeah. Right. Well, in this one, they actually in this part. Oh, God, this
part
it's so hard to even, like,
you just want to say season,
away.
It's so natural.
Second half of the season, I guess, is the best way. They show you where we got the VLM, and that's the very large man, in case you don't remember, the big naked dude walking towards the city.
Well, he was just standing
at
there.
At a clip, yeah. So they show exactly why, where, how, what the purpose is. And basically, it's a whole big seedy plan to destroy Superion the superhero by the Terror, and that's legitimately what the whole second half of the season is about.
Yes.
In a quick, the easiest quick nutshell is, Terror's got a plot to kill Superion, who we just learned the Terror's alive, which is a big deal. And we learned that Danger Boat is bi-curious. Which is actually hilarious.
I was going to allude, but I wasn't going to go that far. But yeah, it's amazing.
And he's played by Alan Tudyk. So, like, it's literally, he can't be funnier half the time. Or creepier.
Yeah.
Actually, there's a couple scenes. Danger Boat falls hard for Arthur.
And I joked about a certain scene, and they went there.
Before you watched it, I had already seen it, and I remember being like, ooh, you're in for a treat. It's about to get weird.
Dude,
I
totally was just going to look something up, and I totally just...
I forgot what it was.
Can't fucking remember.
So the thing I really want to point out, and it's going to be impossible for me to like actually come up with perfect references and examples, is all the verbal one-liners... In especially the second half of the season. Like, I don't know if they switched writers or what they did, or if the Terror just got funnier and the Tick just got dumber, i.e. funnier. Everything was...
gold?
I don't even know how else to put it. There's just... when he's like, am I a Yeti? I mean, just things like...
There's
so many things where the Tick is just like... What's coffee? You know what I'm saying? Or just something silly
that
where
was
you're
a terrible example.
It was, but it was he actually literally said something just like that where they were talking about something and he just kept asking questions while Arthur and Overkill are talking, and it was hilarious. Like, it was just every time it's actually golden, besides the fact that then Terror comes up with like new and exciting ways to call people names and describe them without actually using curse words. Which is almost worse half the time. You know what I mean?
Well, here's what...
And worse, I mean in a good way, where it's like, man, you could have just called him a prick, but instead he called him a cup of piss. You know what I mean? Just things like that, and I find myself like dying laughing.
Well, and that's the one thing about this show that, I guess, makes it so awesome, is there's a lot of shows out there that try to do this, and I've never seen it pulled off the way they do it here. Like, with all the quick one-liners and the quick, like, oh, let's throw a quick joke in there. And it always bombs. But in this show, for some reason, I don't know if it's the writers that they got or a combination of the writers and just the actors.
I actually think that it's the remarkably.
Well, Peter Serafinowicz destroys.
Oh, yeah. Crushes
the Tick.
Crushes. I mean, and even the guy that plays Arthur is really good.
Griffin Newman.
Obviously, the Terror is a fantastic actor.
Jackie Earle Haley.
Yep.
If you don't recall, he was Rorschach.
Yep. In a few other things.
Quite a few other, yeah.
And the woman that plays Miss Lint is actually hilarious.
She's awesome, yeah. Well, it's funny because everyone in the show is trying to be like this tough, hard-ass, like... Whether you're on the side of good or the side of evil, whether you're like the badass like Overkill who's trying to stop the Terror, or all the Terror's henchmen, or, you know, Miss Lint's henchmen. Like, Miss Lint tries to just like talk tough, but the way she says it is just funny.
Oh, God.
It just is.
Yeah, no, she's really good. The guy that plays Superion plays the inept supreme being.
Brendan Hines.
And he does it really well.
He is a moron.
Oh yeah, no, for sure. I mean, beyond.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. He's just inept, but he's a super being, so it's cool.
Right.
And then the guy that plays Overkill is out of control. Crushes. Oh. I mean, I can't even. I mean,
it was the first episode. I texted you like as soon as I finished it. I was like, oh my god, that was like the greatest line I've ever heard, and now I can't fucking remember. It was when she was like, oh, would you save Arthur or would you save, you know,
oh, yeah.
would you save my brother or would you kill the terror? He's like, I'd save your brother. And then I would kill the terror.
Yeah.
She's like, that's impossible. I forget what the hell she said and what the hell he said, but
he's always basically like
the best thing ever.
Like, he's basically always talking about living in the danger zone, basically.
Danger
Something
zone.
To that effect. Because, like, she's like, how can you still be alive? And he's like, superior training and
government grade, like,
yeah, Adderall or yeah, something. Right. I mean, just like, it's always something. And you're like, shit, you have to watch the episode again just to catch half of this stuff sometimes. It's like, God darn it. I thought I knew stuff. Yeah. I mean, he honestly is actually super hilarious. Tinfoil Kevin is hilarious, who turns out to be more than meets the eye in the second half of the season.
Yeah.
Turns out he might be crazy, but he's crazy for a reason or whatever. That's great. His stepdad rules. What he keeps just every time is a story. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So did you get the tickets or not? That's what I was trying to tell you. I didn't even get them. Dude, you've been talking for 6 minutes. You know what I mean? Or he leaves him that voicemail where he's just like rambling.
Yep.
Oh, man, that guy rules. And then it turns out he might be cooler than he looks, too. So, and we meet Midnight the dog from the Flag Five.
Yeah.
Which I was like, meh. He was all right. I really
he had some okay lines.
He and Overkill got in that fight, which was actually pretty funny.
That it was.
Mm-hmm. And the tick breaks it up. What did he say? Oh, man. See, there's many things. The problem I'm having is I'm mixing all the lines up in my brain. Yeah. So I can't make one clear connection with awesome one-liners from the show.
Pretty much.
But what are you going to do?
Yeah, I mean, I super duper would love to repeat half the show right back. But
oh, my God.
Then you guys got no reason to watch.
Yeah. I mean, and believe me, just based on that, there's plenty of reason.
The one thing that the show does basically, I guess, confirm something I kind of always knew just deep down, Big Cola is behind everything.
Yeah, that's actually true. Everyone knew it.
Yeah, I mean, I just must be dumb.
I already knew that.
You didn't know nothing.
I did know.
I mean, it's a two-seater. Nothing?
Oh, God, yeah. See?
Crap. I mean, we literally just rewatched the last episode.
I know. Yeah, she's actually, I don't know, Miss Lind, actually, I feel like she shines in this one. And
oh, yeah.
The whole, spoiler alert, she gets a hold of Overkill for a minute and gets him into a precarious situation in which we kind of get revealed that they might have been a thing sometime way back when.
Yeah.
Which is extra funny, especially because Dots sort of got her own little, they got their own little tension going on. Oh, man. There's a lot going on in the show for it being such a short show, but everything's explained pretty well. I don't know. I actually really, really like it.
No, they did a fantastic job.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know that not everybody finds that sense of humor to be, whatever, but I found it out, I found it to be quite well done.
No, it's not dick and fart jokes.
No.
You know what I mean? But they're also, this isn't, intellectual comedy either. So it's somewhere right where you want it to be, I think.
Well, and that's the best part too, because like, it's one of those shows where the jokes kind of come at you a mile a minute, and most of them land.
Most of them land really
well. So it's
no, better than expected.
Yeah.
And I already thought the show was going to be pretty funny, or the second half of the season was going to be pretty funny, but it, like I was telling you before you actually caught up, it's better, in my opinion, than the first season. Well, first half of season one.
Oh, yeah. No, I absolutely agree.
Can't keep saying the wrong stuff.
This
so
is true.
I don't know what I gave the first season as a rating. What did I give it? Do you have the information at hand?
I do. And I
feel like I gave it a low number.
A low number? What's a low number?
Below 7.
No.
7?
You gave it the highest out of everybody.
What? How many people were in this?
Me, you, and Brian.
Really?
Yup.
What'd I give it?
7.5.
What'd you give it?
7.3.
What'd Brian give it?
6.5. But now,
good riddance.
We can do interesting things.
Is that even
right? We can do a number on part 2 as a standalone. and we can do a number, or we can do a number on the season as a whole.
I think we do. I think we number the second half, take those two, add the current third, and then give me the average of that.
Current third?
The 7.5 on the website. So whatever I give it now, whatever you give it now, plus 7.5 divided by 3.
Okay. Well, then I feel like, well, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Fine. That's fair.
That'll work.
That's fair.
I suppose. Although, well,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, it was a communal effort for the first one.
Yeah, your face is a communal effort.
Fair enough.
Well, anywho, personally, there was just some things about season one. Part one of season one that I didn't, that brought the number down for me. But then again, when you realize that, oh, that wasn't the whole season, it was just half of it because they weren't sure how well it was going to do.
Right.
So now, as the whole thing comes together, it fleshed out very well. It was quite funny. And I'm going to go 8.5.
Yeah.
Locked in.
And let me tell you this. I hope they don't do this when they actually make season two, unless they plan on doing season one, part three. And they're just going to keep doing six episodes at a time.
It's going to be season one always.
Yeah. I
the whole season's going to have 800 episodes.
I don't like the six and six. I mean, I guess it gives you something to look forward to a degree. But no. Doesn't that defeat the purpose of the stream?
Yep. 100%.
And the binge worthiness of it?
Exactly.
I mean, space it out a week so I don't, you know, throw myself in a coma. But yeah, like that was what, 3 months?
Something like that, yeah.
Or more? No, August, I think the first one.
August.
Think so?
Yeah, because it took us 2 months.
All right. So, yeah, I'm 8.5 in it as well. I liked it.
See, now I got to look.
Yeah, and honestly, I think, see, I don't even know if that's fair, though, because I think I give it an 8.5 overall. You know what I mean?
Yeah, August 25th.
Or would I give the second half a 9?
See, and that's why your whole thing is kind of screwy, because then you're going to want to give it a higher one now to bring the average up. And
no, you know, I think let's just stick with the 8.5s. That's still good.
Yeah.
That's going to give us a good blend. It'll put it at an 8.
Yarp.
It's good enough for anybody. Mm-hmm. What else? What else you got?
I got nothing.
I got nothing, too.
I got season one of The Tick, has assuming that it's been
I'm looking finalized. Forward to season two, part 1.5.
Or season one, part 3.
Oh, God.
Or part 2. Oh, season one, part 2.5.
Act 3.
You're right.
Nice.
Will the terror survive? Anywho, that was season one, part 2 of The Tick. I am your host, Scott. You can find me on Twitter at xorsonx. And Michael, you can find on the Twittens at Review and Roast.
And stuff.
And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/reviewandroast. And I should have been saying this every week for the last few weeks, and I have not. But if you are around next weekend for two weekends for C2E2, April 5th, 6th, and 7th in Chicago.
Find the guy in the Review and Roast t-shirt and say hi.
Yeah, we will be there all 3 days, or at least I will. I don't know if you...
No, I will. We'll be sitting in the nerd panels.
Yeah, we'll be doing some paneling and some drywall and maybe some, you know, little light piping.
And some coffee.
And a lot of coffee, yes. So, if you see us there, run up, say hi, give Mike a hug. He loves it.
I don't hate him.
Interesting. So, yeah, that's our show, and we will see you next time.